King's property.
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Kingsview.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I'm having.
What unit are you?
Six.
Number six?
Yep.
Okay, four star?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, we're having kind of a birthday party today. Like, we have nephews and friends and stuff over. And we rented one of those foam machines to have a foam party.
Okay.
And I didn't...
I'm not real familiar with the cleanup that's required with that. I mean, this would be more of a maintenance question I got to fill in.
Yeah, well, I wasn't either. And I guess I bought one that's a little bit too large because it completely filled up the entire apartment from, like, top to bottom with foam. Like, the bathroom, the bedroom.
Oh, right.
I bought, like, three 85-gallon barrels of the foam stuff. Because we just wanted to fill up the living room, but it filled up the entire apartment.
And, okay, and, so what's your question for me?
Well, is there any way you could just shut off the power to the entire apartment building? Because we can't turn it off. Because at this point, I'm inside
of... You should have breakers in your home. Hang on, I'll go over and get the
maintenance. Well, no, we can't even find the front door. Like, it's just filled with foam. I'm just on my cell phone right now.
Okay, we'll be over in just a second, okay?
And, like, the foam, I think it's, like, pouring out of the windows now. You know? Like, really, we can't even find the foam machine.
Okay, all right, we'll be over in just a second, okay?
Okay, well, what are you getting all angry for? I don't see why you have to be angry. It's not our fault. Hey, you're not going to be able to open the door because we changed the locks a while back. So can you just turn...
Are you there?
Yeah, we're inside, but we can't get to the door. The entire apartment's filled with foam, and it just keeps coming out.
All right, give us just a few minutes, and we'll be over to number six, okay?
But you can't...
I'm trying to get a hold of the maintenance guy, and...
Is what I'm saying, stupid. Listen, you can't come in, because we changed the locks.
Dude, don't you talk to me like that. You'll be out of here by tomorrow. You got that?
Well, no, you're being stupid, though. I'm trying to tell you the locks have been changed, so you can't really get in, and I can't find my way to...
So you need to unchange them. Me and the maintenance manager will be over in a minute.
We can't unchange them, and
I don't know where the main circuits are.
Listen, you goddamn retard. We can't get to the front door, is what I'm saying. That's the problem.
The one that caused this problem sounds like a retarded one to me.
Oh, that's uncalled for. You shouldn't be calling your tenants retarded. I'm just asking if there's a way to maybe...
Cactus.
I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
Roy the retarded boy?
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get off this fucking phone, leave me alone.
Hey everyone, it's RBCP. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for June 27th, 2016. Even though I'm not getting it posted until June 28th, whatever. You can call the June 28th show if you want to. I don't care. It's all Jeff's fault anyway. Jeff is the sponsor of today's show. Thank you, Jeff, for being a Patreon supporter. You're the best. You're so much better than the rest of those Patreon supporters. So thank you very much. If you would like to be a supporter of the show, it's really easy. You just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up for a small monthly fee. And if you think Patreon is the Antichrist, then there's another option. You can go to phonelosers.org/cactus and also sign up for a small monthly fee that will help the show, help support the show, help make more shows, help me pay for the air conditioner that I'm running full blast here in the Situation Room because it's in the 90s today. You know, stuff like that. Anyway, I don't really have a lot to talk about today, so I guess there's not going to be much of a show intro, and I'm sure that makes all of you really happy. So let's just get on with the live show. Here it is. Enjoy it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do... You guys always want to do the stupid Facebook mobs, so we'll do a Facebook mob. And I have just the perfect one. Palindrome sent it to me, and he asked me in the chat room earlier if I would do it. This Facebook mob is a service station. So what we're doing on a Facebook mob is we're posting silly things, not mean things, not horrible things about their businesses, not slander, for defamation of character. You're just posting silly things. Just post crazy reviews. Everything you do has to have 5 stars. And, you know, reply to the photos. So I think it was 2 weeks ago, XYZ was doing a show where he was giving away free cigarettes. And he had some guy, like, walk to the service station and go in and try and get free cigarettes from him while we all listened on the phone. And the guy was really, really short with the guy trying to get free cigarettes. I wish I had clips to play. And maybe for the podcast version, I'll throw some clips in right now, because it was pretty amusing. Oh, yeah. Ariz says, Eddie was awesome. His name was Eddie. But don't single out Eddie, you guys. Don't single anyone out. Just be funny on this page. Do funny things. I posted a link in the chat room thingy. And we'll come back to that later and read the reviews and stuff, if they haven't deleted everything by then. No, don't post 1-star reviews to piss off Brad, please. If you post a 1-star review, I'm not going to read it. Take that, you guys. I'm not going to read it if it's 1-star or 2 stars. Has to be 4 stars or better for me to read it on the air. Tyler wants me to call people stupid heads today. I will try to make that happen. Because that's a good one. That's a good insult. Anyway, I have this list from Apocalypse. He sent it to me. You know, we did calls to apartment buildings last week. And it looks like we're going to do the same thing this week. Let me make sure my caller ID is correct. Buster Casey wants me to tell landlords that there are crop circles in my carpet. Okay, so I'm just going to start calling these people and see what happens. So let me find my list from Apocalypse. I've got all these that didn't answer on Friday, so I guess I'm just going to start over from the beginning. So these first few just might not pick up because they didn't pick up on Friday.
Thank you for calling Pine Lake, Tracy.
Oh, hey, Tracy. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here at Pine Lakes. I just have a question.
Sure.
My apartment, I decided to make a greenhouse in the attic.
Okay.
So I've been remodeling the attic area, and I've started taking off the plywood off of the roof because I'm going to replace all the shingles with glass.
Have you spoke to Ms. Roma about this?
No, I haven't. But it's no big deal.
Before you do anything like that, what unit are you in, Roy?
D5.
G5?
Bingo.
Okay. Before you do anything like that, you definitely need permission from Ms. Roma.
Well, I've already started. I started from inside the attic. I just started sawing out the strips of plywood so I can start putting in, plexiglass. Plexiglass will be better than regular glass because that way it won't break when there's a thunderstorm and stuff.
Okay. Roy, can I take down your number and have Miss Roma call you right back?
Sure, but it's not a big deal because I'm going to put it back the way it was before I move out.
Yeah, that's, I understand that, but you definitely, these we do inspections on and stuff, and if our boss was to see that without written permission, she would not be happy with that. So well, what's your number?
8-2539.
Okay, she is with somebody, and as soon as she gets done, I will have her call you.
Well, I can just hold.
And, discuss further.
I can just hold, you know? I can just wait.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. What unit did you say you were in?
D5.
Oh, B5.
Yeah.
Okay, give me just Bingo. 1 second.
They're going over there to see if there's big holes cut in the roof.
Okay, Roy, you said you were in B as in boy 5?
Yeah, no, D. D. You know, D.
D like, as in dog.
No, D like girl.
G like girl.
No, D. D. You know, like D, like if it was a name, it would be like D-E-E.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, I'm also going to need to have some more breaker switches installed because I have grow lights up here.
You have grow lights in our attic?
Yeah, grow lights. Just for plants. It's not marijuana this time. It's just regular plants. But I have those up there because I haven't cut out all of the roof yet. I've just cut out a few strips and put the plexiglass in. So for now, there's grow lights, but I won't need as many.
Are you an apartment or a townhouse?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
apartment?
Oh, what's the difference? That's the part that made her hang up, I think. Did she just hang up? Darn it. All right, let me try her again, because I don't understand why she did that. What is the difference, really?
Thank you for calling Pine Lake. This is Tracy.
Oh, hey, Tracy. We got disconnected somehow.
What's your name, sir?
Roy.
Roy what?
Do you know how we got disconnected? Because it seems like we were just talking, and did you hang up on me?
Roy, what's your last name?
Well, did you hang up on me?
The other line rang. I need to know your last name so I can find out what unit you're in.
When the other line rings, you should just be like, hey, could you hold on 1 second? There's another call coming in. I just need to set the phone down for a minute. I'm going to pick that up.
Okay, sir. No. I need to know what unit you're in or what your last name is. I'm going to disconnect again.
You should know how to do that since you're a woman. Click. It's pointless. She's not. Why did that bother her though? Like, why did it? The part about the townhome versus an apartment. That's the part that made her hang up on me. Not the greenhouse in the attic. Or the extra breaker switches. It was me not knowing what a townhome is.
River Ridge, may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at River Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question.
Okay.
So I'm building a greenhouse kind of up in the attic, like a grow house. And I just wanted to find out, like I've been cutting out the wood, the plywood, because I'm going to replace the shingles with plexiglass. And I just wanted to know, did you want all this extra scrap wood that I'm collecting?
No, did you talk to somebody prior to doing that you could do this?
Oh, no, I'm just calling to find out if you want all the spare plywood, because I don't really have much use for a bunch of scrap wood. So just all the plywood that I'm cutting out of the roof and all the shingles, you can have the shingles too.
Like, no, you can't do that.
Oh, I've already started. I'm making a greenhouse.
Okay. Well, you can have good luck with that.
What?
You can't make a greenhouse.
Well, it's too late. I've already started.
Oh, okay.
Because the grow lights up here were getting too hot. It was making the attic way too hot. So
yeah.
I'm cutting. I'm putting plexiglass in the ceiling, in the roof, I mean.
Mm. Okay. Tell Kenny to quit.
What?
I said tell Kenny to quit. I've had enough.
Kenny to quit what?
Goodbye.
What do you mean Kenny has to quit? What does Kenny have to quit doing? All right, that landlord is sick of Kenny's bullshit. All right. Kenny ruined that one. Fucking Kenny. He's like 10 times worse than Chad. Wait, what? What? Wait, what? Hold on. It's crazy stuff's happening in the chat room. FOD87 says, I'm assuming he's quoting... Oh, what is wrong with my chat? Why is it doing that? We politely ask that you immediately remove your recent reviews and other comments about the Griffith Service Station from Facebook. While it's obvious that you and a large group of friends are having your version of fun at our expense, the comments and the recent slew of bogus reviews include libelous, sexually explicit route. How did they do this fast? Okay, let me go to the Griffith Service Station page. What'd you guys do? Holy crap. It's like they were prepared. Where do you see this? Are you kidding, FOD? Aw, they're asking nicely. Maybe we should just leave these people alone, you know? Caitlin Jones says, I came in for a fill-up and was not disappointed. I got pumped here. Would return. 5 out of 5 stars. Also needed some gum to clear my palate, and they had some. Pete says, I was serviced by one of Griffith's many glory hole attendants. It was a little bit toothy, but an overall great job. This place really is a full service location. Zachary says, I've been a longtime customer of the Griffith service station, and they've installed more glory holes and cacti on my cars than I can count. Thank you, Griffith. What would I do without a glory hole on my gremlin? Easy 5 stars. Battle Boners being a dick and leaving 4-star reviews. Delightful service. Brake and oil change are a breeze at Griffith service station. They even have a Roy Value Plus cactus juicer for a nice refreshing beverage while you wait. The 1 star off because I received a strange phone call a few days post lube job regarding an employee abandoning his cannabis pipe underneath my car seat in a drug-induced stupor. I'm a devout Mormon, so this is very offensive to me. Mason says, I would give 5 stars, but like Lob said, their glory hole service wasn't very good. Their cactus cooler was very good. Uh-oh. Just as I was reading that, this is fake. This isn't really the service station. You guys are messing with me. All right, the Sincerely Griffith service station guy, that's fake. That's Zachary. I'm going to block him. Mason says, I would give 5 stars. Never mind. Their cactus cooler was very good. I'm very glad Brad recommended the station to me. Overall, very good. And then Lob, he says, A+. For a service station, though, the glory hole service was subpar. The vending machine was stocked with diet cactus cooler. I really prefer their all-natural 100% sugar cane variety a lot better. David says, this place lives up to their motto. I came in to use the bathroom and was promptly serviced in the glory hole by the owner. 5 stars. Highly recommended. Ryan says, love the full service pumps. They'll jam it and fill up the old tank organic cactus oil used to prevent chafing. What? All right, that's enough. Let's get back to calls. Stupid Zachary fucking up my show. Thanks a lot, Zachary. Quick, somebody kick Zachary from the room. By the way, the greenhouse roof thing idea, that was Apocalypse's idea. So thank you, Apocalypse, for that idea.
Hey, we're calling. Dan Henry speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Henry. I'm a tenant here.
Yes, sir.
I just have a question.
Okay.
This month, I'm going to be paying my rent in pennies. It's to protest the Black Lives Matter thing.
So, okay.
So is that a problem? I'm just going to be bringing in like bags of pennies.
It will be a problem for us. We only accept money orders. So what you want to do is take the pennies to wherever you get your money orders.
No! I'm paying my rent there. Like I'm bringing pennies in there to your place because otherwise it doesn't work. The protest doesn't work. I'm not protesting the post office.
I don't think we'll be able to take the penny, sir, because we can only accept money orders.
It's legal tender, so you have to. And if you're not going to do it, then you don't like black people.
I'm not even going to reply to that. Give me a second. Let me touch bases with.
Okay.
The
all right. Well, hey, you know what? Black lives matter. Just keep that in mind.
Oh yeah, of course. But hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get the manager and hold on.
This is Electron Farmer's idea. Thank you, Electron Farmer. This hold music, holy crap.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Thank you for holding. Yeah, I just talked to our property manager, and unfortunately, we can only accept money orders. Payment in the form of money orders.
Oh, well, sounds like your property manager is a racist.
I can't say that he is or not, sir, but I can only go by what we have down as far as our SOP.
Okay.
I'd be more than glad to go over that if you want to come in. I definitely, my hat's off to your cause. However, we have higher up that we answer to, and the only form that we can take would be money order or
I'm definitely bringing in pennies because Black Lives Matter. It's to protest. And
Yes, sir. I definitely understand. I can only commend you on your protest. But again, yep. You can bring it in, but unfortunately for us to accept it, it has to be in the form of a money order.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're a part of the problem if you're not going to accept my pennies.
I mean, not exactly sure how to reply to that or respond to that, sir.
Okay,
but,
well, I don't know. All I know is I'm trying to do the right thing and protest Black Lives Matter and pay in pennies, and you're just being kind of a jerk about it.
And I hate to come off as that, sir, but again, in order for me to keep my job, we have to go by the SOP that's set before us, and it basically, again, states we can only accept money and tender in the form of a money order. Or it can be a check from the bank.
You're basically talking like the Nazis used to. They're like, well, you know, we have to follow the rules, so even though we agree with you, we're still going to kill a bunch of Jews. That's what you're saying.
Right, and I'm sorry that you have to associate me with that. And again, I can only commend you on your protest and, wish you luck with it.
Yep.
Was there anything else that I could help you with?
No, I guess that's it. I'll see you soon, like with the pennies.
Okay, and can I have your unit again? I just want to note the account so that whoever's in this Saturday will be aware that you may come in to protest.
Sure,
and we
sure.
need to note the account. What's the unit, sir?
Apartment F, building 1424. I'm going to be bringing a megaphone with me, too.
1424, and you said F as in Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we don't have any S's.
No, I said F.
Sure, it's 1424.
F, like Frank.
Oh, F as in Frank?
Yep.
Now, F buildings, they had a fire. Are you protesting in regards to the fire that occurred some time back?
Oh, no, I'm protesting Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
Okay, and F, and what's the apartment number, sir?
F, 1424. I'm gonna be bringing a megaphone in with me, and I'm going to probably give about a 10-minute speech inside the office.
Okay.
While you guys count my pennies. How long do you think it'll take to count my pennies?
What is the apartment number again, sir? I've got 1424 F as in Frank. I just don't have the apartment, the physical number, so that I can let you know.
You know, it's the one on the first floor.
The first floor. Okay. We have approximately in the F building 2, 4, 6. It looks like about 8 apartments is on the first floor.
Well, look, it doesn't matter. You'll know me when I get in there with my trunk full of pennies.
Yes, sir. What I will do is I'll just leave a note for the property manager that we have some, individuals coming in to protest.
Okay, all right.
I can't give you a balance because I can't pull up the account, but I do know that the rent down there is running roughly about $610, so you're looking at...
Yeah, I know what my rent is.
Over 60,000 pennies.
Does your property manager have a Coinstar?
How long it would take someone to count that.
Well, do you have a Coinstar? You could just take it over to Walmart and dump it into their Coinstar machine.
Yeah, they have several there. Coinstar, you can go to the Bilo down across from the airfield.
Yeah,
there's
you guys
one down
need to stop being lazy and just use the Coinstar.
The Coinstar. But again, we can't accept it. I was, going to suggest that that's
says the racist.
A couple of places that you can.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not protesting Coinstar. I'm protesting Black Lives Matter.
You're protesting Black Lives Matter as against Black Lives Matters, or you're for Black
Lives
Matter?
Well, I think you'll know when I come in with my speech and with my megaphone.
Yes, sir. Well, I will definitely let all of the staff be aware to look out for you on Saturday. Our hours are still the same, 11 till 7. If you need any assistance or anything, feel free to give us a call. The hours are the same during the regular work week. Was there anything else I could help you with, sir?
No, that's all.
Okay, well, you have a nice day.
Okay,
and again, I guess we will look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Okay, see you then.
No problem, sir.
Bye, honey baby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sweetie pie. What's Saturday? Saturday is the 2nd. Why would I be there on Saturday? Did I say Saturday? I just said, like, later in the week. Yeah, that was Electron Farmer's idea. Thanks, Electron Farmer. That was fun. I don't know if Electron Farmer is for Black Lives Matter or against it. He said he wants to protest Black Lives Matter. That guy was just all business. He wasn't going to get emotionally involved.
Hi,
I'm a tenant here, and I just have some questions.
Okay, what is your apartment number, sir?
It would be the 169.
169?
Yes, 169.
Okay. How can I help you, sir?
I've been having this problem. Someone keeps coming into my room and getting into my toy box and stealing my He-Man figures. So I set up a hidden camera, and it was someone from your office.
Who's doing it?
It's like the guy that works in your office. I see him there all the time.
And what is he stealing?
He's stealing my He-Man figures. You know, like the action figure toys. He's
Sir, are you serious?
Yeah, he's just taking a few at a time. And I set up one of those hidden nanny cams hidden inside a teddy bear. And yeah, he keeps getting in my toy box and stealing my He-Man figures.
Sir.
What?
Are you serious?
Completely serious, yeah. So I don't know what to do. Is there any way you could talk to him and just get him to give him back? I mean, I know they're valuable and everything, but it's like sentimental value to me.
What is it? What does the man look like?
Well, he's the guy that works in there. The one. I don't know the names. I'm bad with names, but you know, he took my Skeletor, and that was the last straw. You know, he took the others.
Sir.
What?
Sir, can you come up to the office?
Yeah, well, is there any way he could just bring him? Or could you put him on the phone and I could just confront him myself? It's okay, I'll take care of it. Just put him on the phone, it's fine.
Okay. What's a good number to call you back? Because he's not in the office right now. Oh. I would have to give you a call back.
Well, do you know when he'll be back? Because I just don't know what to do. I don't want to cause any trouble.
I just don't want, you know, people out here that are doing that. If he's
I know.
Doing that,
he's been in here like four different times now, and he just steals a couple He-Man figures, action figures at a time. So he thinks I won't notice that way.
And you said you set up a cam?
Yeah, like a teddy bear camera.
Okay.
And I'm not going to call the cops because I don't need them finding my drugs.
Yeah, I understand. Oh my goodness. Your drugs.
Well, you know, just anything. Just I'm not really into calling cops. It's just not my style, you know. I'd rather just get my things back, and that'll be the end of it.
Well, I need to speak with you. I need you to come down to the office, sir, because I would still have to write up a report for
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah,
know,
I could come
and
down.
Discuss that with James and yourself.
You know what he's doing? He's every time he steals some of my He-Man action figures, he replaces them with G.I. Joes and Ninja Turtles and stuff, like I wouldn't notice.
Okay.
Like he put a G.I. Joe in place of Skeletor and just like drew a skeleton face on it with a Sharpie. And that's just insulting to Skeletor and to me.
Sir, what's a good contact number for you?
803.
And your name?
My name is Roy.
Okay.
You know G.I. Joes are gay, right? I mean...
Sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just not into army toys. I think they're gay. And I'm... You know, He-Man, that's a completely different thing. And he, like, to try and pass off G.I. Joes as He-Man, that's just insulting to everyone.
Yes, sir.
And Ninja Turtles, come on.
Yes, sir. I'll give you a call back, Roy, okay?
Okay, are you going to call me back, or is that thieving motherfucker, is he going to call me?
I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
And that was 803-39.
That's the one.
Alrighty, sir. I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles don't even make any sense. And Duke's a pussy. Thanks for that idea, Rupert. Ruprecht, the monkey boy, whatever your name is. I don't know if you guys noticed, but she was having a hard time not laughing at everything. And she seemed to believe it at first. It's like, I don't want to work in an office where someone steals things. That was great.
Powers Properties, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Okay.
When I woke up this morning, there were crop circles in my carpet. Has anyone else reported this?
There were. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Hello, this is Harold.
Hey, Harold. I'm a tenant here.
And what apartment?
I'm in 212.
At what complex?
Briar Grove.
Okay. Well, we don't have 212 at Briar Grove.
Well, is it 222 then?
Well, what's your apartment number?
I don't know. I get my mail at a P.O. box.
Okay. Okay, well, what's your issue?
Well, I woke up this morning and there were crop circles in my carpet. I was wondering.
That's not a problem that we're going to, the inside of the apartment is strictly up to the tenant.
Right, but did anyone else complain about it, about crop circles being etched into their carpet?
Nope. Now, do you have a new vacuum cleaner?
Oh, no, I don't vacuum.
Or have you had your carpet shampooed?
No, nothing like that. It is just completely normal when I went to sleep, and when I got up in the morning, there were crop circles.
Yep.
And
have a clue.
I think aliens are involved.
Well, I don't know, but right now, what's your last name?
It's Gerbel.
And how do you spell that?
Gerbzqly.
Okay, hold on a second.
Has anyone else ever had this problem before? He's going for a walk.
And you say you're in apartment 222?
Yeah, or 212. I don't know. You know, it's...
Well, are you in your apartment right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking pictures of the...
Open the door and tell me what the number is on your door.
Well, the door is barricaded right now. I can't really open the door right now.
Okay, sir. I don't mean you no disrespect, but right now you're not helping me any.
Oh, I know.
If you get the proper door number, then I'll consider this a legitimate complaint. But right now, I think it's a prank call.
Well, can you come up to my door?
We're a business here, and we prefer dealing with non-prank calls.
No, this is not a prank call, sir. I'm a tenant here at Briar Grove.
If you don't know your apartment number, you're barricaded in your apartment. Well, what is a logical person going to think?
Well, can you walk up to my door and tell me what my apartment number is?
No.
Please.
You tell me your apartment number, or this call's fixing to end.
No, come on, don't do that.
I do not have anybody with your last name listed in those two apartments.
I'm just calling with a legitimate concern because I have crop circles in my carpet, and if this has happened to other people,
no, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
That's all I can say, sir.
I am not crazy.
This conversation is fixing to
the
end.
The state of South Carolina says I'm fully rehabilitated,
you
sir.
Tell me your correct apartment number. So, please just don't call back here again. You can come to the office, and
you're not being very helpful.
I'll be glad to talk to you. Thank you.
Can I ask you something that's not related to the part? Okay, he's gone. I was going to ask him out on a date, FOD87, but hello? But he hung up. Call me crazy. Who does he think he is? I'm not crazy. I've been tested. totally not crazy. So that was Buster Casey's idea. Thanks a lot, Buster Casey. That didn't work out at all.
Ashley Chase Apartments, this is Andy.
Hey there. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I just have a question.
Okay.
I've started up a little grow house for marijuana since it's legal now in one of the closets. So I have some grow lights and stuff. And I was just wondering, I keep blowing a fuse. Is there anything you guys can do about that?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Because I don't want to switch where I plug my microwave into.
Well, I'm sorry.
What?
Who is this?
What are you laughing about?
You.
Why are you laughing at me? I'm just calling with a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
So why are you laughing?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm in apartment 61.
Roy in 61?
Correct, yes.
I don't have a tenant named Roy in 61.
Well, I just sleep on the couch.
You just sleep on the couch?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're an illegal occupant.
No, I'm not. I'm staying mm-hmm. with my friend, and I pay rent. That's not illegal.
And what's your friend's name?
I don't have to tell you shit, because you're giving me attitude, you're laughing at me. I just
okay.
had one thing I wanted to say to you. And
you're trying not to laugh.
No, I'm not. I'm upset. I'm crying, actually.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll have you know I'm a Christian, ma'am.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't be joking.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's for yours. Yeah. I think I just put a full one in there.
Is that a tenant?
No, that is not.
Oh, who is it?
That is my maintenance.
Oh, what are you talking to him about?
About his water bottles that need to go in his office.
Okay. Are you reprimanding him?
No.
I mean, is he leaving them lay around and stuff? Like, you have to tell
no.
him to cut that out?
No.
Okay. It sounded like you were.
But I can send Eddie down there to check that fuse for you.
If he could, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Is he
going to laugh at me like you are?
No, probably not.
Okay, that's great. I'm happy about that.
Okay, great.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Jerk face. By the way, Apocalypse provided apartment numbers for these, so when I get an apartment number wrong, it's his fault, not mine. I saw someone making fun of me for getting the wrong apartment numbers, and that's all Apocalypse's fault.
Hello, thank you for calling Ashmore Bridge. Hey,
hi, are you there?
Okay, we had a big old echo. How you doing?
Oh, that's weird. Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm a tenant here. I just have a question.
Okay.
I'm building kind of a greenhouse up in the attic.
A greenhouse in the attic?
Yeah, I had a grow house in the attic before with the lights and everything, but that keeps blowing breakers. So I'm giving up on that, and I'm making a greenhouse. So I'm going to be cutting...
Now, where you live at?
I'm in apartment 12.
12 Farm Ridge?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, awesome.
And I was just wondering, do you want the scrap wood that I have left? Because I'm cutting holes in the roof, and I'm replacing the shingles with plexiglass.
Now, I don't know if you need to be cutting anything in there. Yeah, because now you're doing something to the structure of the building.
Well, no, it's not the structure. It's just the roof, so it's not really holding anything up. Just the shingles, you know. So I'm going to have a lot of shingles left over and a lot of plywood, a lot of scrap wood. So would you guys like the scrap wood, or should I just throw it in the trash?
Before you do anything, let me get clearance on that.
Oh, well, I've already started. I've already cut a few holes.
Did you speak to the supervisor, the maintenance supervisor?
Oh, no.
And the community manager?
No, he'd probably want to get all up in my business and...
It's certain things you can't do to our property.
Oh, well, it's too late.
That's never happened.
Yeah, but I mean, so, I have the grow lights up in the attic right now, and they keep, every time I use the microwave, it trips a breaker, and that messes up my plants. It makes them not as good when I turn off the lights like that.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep. Okay.
And you say you are at 12 Farm Ridge. For some reason, your name not coming up.
Yeah, well, I just sleep on the couch is all. It's the lease is under my roommate's name.
And who is that?
Oh, I just call him Eddie. But I don't.
Eddie?
I don't think that's even his real name though. Like, he's kind of a sketchy guy.
Because I'm not for sure if 12 Farmridge. I mean, I can't get any help out because 12 Farmridge. I don't even have anybody by that name. At all.
Well, I don't need help or anything. I just wanted to find out if you wanted all this the spare wood and shingles
and
stuff.
Well, I'm the assistant manager. I need to get clearance on that. I need to know.
Well, I've started. I can't
exactly
just stop.
Where you live at.
So I got to finish it. You know, I'm not the kind of person to just not finish a project.
Okay. But we do have the final say so in that. So I need to make sure that
there's a sign
that is okay to do.
There's a sign about cutting holes in our roof. I didn't see this. Where's this?
Can you get me the exact location, if you don't mind?
I'm on Butler Road.
Oh, Butler Road, okay.
Yeah, apartment 12.
Apartment 12. Ashmore Bridge Estate? Are you referring to Ashmore Bridge Estate?
Yeah. Are you giving me attitude just because, like, you don't agree with marijuana stuff?
Well, you say Butler Road. I'm trying to see which apartment that is.
Are you kind of like an anti-marijuana person? Is that why you don't want me to do the grow house?
No. I'm trying to see if that's an apartment here.
Because it's legal now. It's legal.
I'm a little confused. That's it.
Yep. Also, I live in a sovereign nation. So the laws don't really apply to me, and neither do your dumb rules about not cutting holes in the roof.
Let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
You know what? Okay, go ahead.
Hold just a second.
All right.
Hi, thank you for holding. This is Kay. How are you?
Hi, Kay. This is Roy. I'm fine.
Hey, Roy. Okay, what apartment you're in? 12 what now?
Just 12. Yep, 12.
Is it 12 Farmridge or 12 Malden Farms?
Farmridge?
Okay. As far as, you said you have a greenhouse that's in the attic?
Yeah, well, it's been a grow house. You know, I've had lights up there for a while, but the lights, they keep tripping the breakers whenever we use the microwave. So I'm going to take the lights out, and I've started cutting holes in the roof, and I'm going to replace the holes with plexiglass. And that way it won't get wet in there, and we'll still get plenty of sunlight, and we can save money, and everyone's happy.
Are you residents at Ashmore Bridge Estate?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, because you wouldn't be able to cut holes in the roof.
Oh, we already did it, though. I mean, I got one side of the roof done, and it would look kind of stupid if I only did one side. So I got to do the other side, too.
Definitely want you to stay long-term, enjoy your apartment home. But you're not allowed to do that to the roof.
Oh, well, are you just...
And then, yeah, and you'll be charged for that, for us having a vendor
to come back.
Is it
just
because
you guys
are
anti-marijuana people? Is that what it is?
So you're actually growing marijuana in your attic?
Yeah, it's okay because I'm from a sovereign nation, so the laws don't apply to me.
And you're in 12 Farmridge.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, because I just had someone new to move in there. What's the leaseholder's name?
I call him Skippy, but I don't think I really even know his real name. He's kind of a sketchy guy. Like, originally he was my sensei at the dojo, and he said he needed a place, you know, a roommate and stuff, so I applied, and now I live here.
Okay, and Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure, it's G-E-R-B-E-L-Q-Z-S.
Okay.
You got that?
E-S?
Yeah, L-Q and then Z-S. Z, like zebra.
Z-S, zebra.
Yep.
There we go.
P-P-L.
Yeah, because I have no record of the name you just gave me or yours as staying at the property.
Well, yeah, I just pay him rent, and he's on the lease. Skippy's on the lease.
But you don't know Skippy's last name.
Yeah, I just sleep on the couch.
First name, because you call him.
Yeah, because he's just my sensei. I call him Sensei Skippy.
Okay, well, I will have to figure out which 12 this is to get in contact with the leaseholder.
Okay.
Because marijuana is not allowed in the apartments, and you're not allowed to drill holes.
Oh, no, no, no. It's fine, because I'm from a sovereign nation. Look up sovereign nation on YouTube, and you'll understand. Like, the laws do not apply to us.
Yeah, because I'm not familiar with this. But one thing I can definitely say is you can't drill any type of holes in the roof.
Oh, well, no, I didn't drill holes. I didn't drill holes. I used a circular saw, and I chopped out pretty much all the plywood in the roof. You know, a big 16-inch long... it's like skylights. There's going to be a bunch of skylights. It's going to be a greenhouse. And we're going to grow vegetables, too. It's just mostly marijuana.
Now, as far as the vegetables, if you wanted to do that around the apartment home, that's fine.
Well, that'd be dumb if we have a greenhouse on the roof.
Well, no, that's what I'm getting back to. You can't do that in the attic.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it might be covered under my sovereign citizenry, because I have diplomatic immunity here.
Is your apartment home on the office side where the leasing office is located?
I think so. I've never really, I don't know.
Have you seen the pool?
Yeah, the pool's right nearby, so, yep.
Okay, so, and your apartment number is number 12?
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, and we've already cut all the holes on one side with a saw, not a drill, so it's okay. And we got to finish, though. We got to do the other side now.
Okay, so I'm going to get in contact with the leaseholder and actually come over to the apartment to take a look.
Okay.
Because you can't alter any parts of the attic.
Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't in the lease.
Yeah.
And
it's in there.
I have diplomatic immunity, so I don't think it matters.
When making changes to the building, yes. Yes, it does. I'm not for sure about what you're saying with the marijuana part, but I'll definitely find that
marijuana
out.
Marijuana and vegetables. I notice you're not including the vegetables.
Oh, no, the vegetables, because that's totally fine. Your veggies are fine.
Yeah, veggies in the attic, that's normal. Veggies in the attic is normal in my greenhouse attic. I actually spliced marijuana with watermelons, and I made Mary Melons.
Okay. And, Roy, what's the best phone number for you?
They're delicious. It'd be 866-539.
Okay. And then what about the 843-420-6969?
Oh, crap.
Is that a second contact number for you?
No, I don't know what that is. That must be a mistake. I don't know why that came up. That's not mine.
Okay. So it's 864-465-2839?
Stop it. Yeah, that one. That's the one, please. Only that one.
Okay. So I'm going to call the leaseholder at 12 Farm Ridge, and then I have the numbers to get back in contact with you, too.
Okay. But just so you know, our attic also has diplomatic immunity. I've considered it a part of the sovereign nation.
I'm going to do the research. I'm going to get in contact with Malden police, and then I'm going to come to the apartment.
Oh, no, the police have no authority over us, because I'm from a sovereign nation.
I still like to talk to them.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Dealing with marijuana.
And you're
so
part...
Listen.
Mm-hmm. That attic up there, that is now part of a sovereign nation. It's basically a... you're going to have to talk to the army if you want to... You know, come in the attic.
Oh no, I'm gonna do the research on both. Don't worry, Roy.
Okay, yeah,
look
up sovereign
and then I'll
citizen.
Be over there to take a look.
Sovereign citizen on YouTube. Sovereign nation. Cops pull me over. Something like that. You know, you'll see.
No,
you'll see how serious we are. But it's a sovereign nation, and no one's allowed in my attic except people who are members of my new nation.
Okay. And you said 465-2839, right, for the best contact number?
Yeah. And if anyone wants to come up in the attic, they need to bring their passport.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
See
you
soon. Bye. That was, I'm pretty sure she threw the phone across the room and it landed on the cradle. Pretty sure that happened. That was a really heavy hang-up. By the way, if you guys have not seen Sovereign Citizen videos, please go watch them on YouTube. They're hilarious. People get pulled over by the cops, and they tell the cops, I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't arrest me. You can't ask me for my license. And you can imagine where it goes from there. It's pretty funny. I've been hearing things about the Facebook page. Hijinx is telling me the Facebook page is deleting shit. Yeah, there was a bunch of comments on this first post, and now they're all gone. All right, let me look at the reviews. Let's read the reviews. Most recent. Okay. Just now, Bill White says, what an original idea to use hobos as toilet paper dispensers. But I thought it was weird having a man holding the toilet paper with his fully erected private part while looking at me doing my business. I suggest installing glory holes to have the toilet paper attendant stand outside of the stall. It's a good idea. Every time I come here and ask for self-service, they service me in ways I never knew possible. You guys have amazing glory holes. Appreciate it. That's from Kalen. 5 stars. Gil says, went there to get my gas only to get pantsed by a poodle file that works there. I told him to pull them back up only to get plucked in the head and called a prank star. Really? Also, my Howard the Duck poster is missing. The Fifth Avenue bars are always fresh, though, so 5 stars. That was from Gil. The next one is Ludmilla. I came here last week only to get an oil change, but was pleasantly surprised when I found out they also have an awesome glory hole service. What is it with you guys and glory holes? Why is it always glory holes? Jeez. I got a blowjob from Roy while waiting for my car. I left happy, knowing they filled my car only with the best quality cactus oil. Today I found out Roy gave me AIDS, but overall it was good value for the money. 9 out of 11 would come again. James, service here was great. They even offer cookies from the milkmaids of Mobile. While you're waiting for them to pop out car dings that seem to happen to my car every ding timber. Yep, that's gotta suck. Freddy says, these boys know how to give a great lube job, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Also, they do sell icy cups in bulk without having to buy the drinks. Makes it very easy to drive around town and throw my go cups out the window. I prefer this to having to buy the whole drink. Icy is not my drink of choice. That's probably because he's a diabetic and he drinks water. Alan says, great service. Aunt B gave me her fresh pie while Andy and Opie gave me a lube job. Three-way service. The complimentary cactus juice was much appreciated. David Craig brought my cactus in for a checkup since there was milk leaking from the tip of it. Your employee Brad swiftly cleaned up and repaired it in a matter of minutes. Great service overall. Pepperjack says, I had sex with all the Griffith boys and I'm not even gay. Well, now I am. Holy crap, there's a lot of these. Chris smashed into a cactus and ruined my car's front end. Was undrivable. I pulled into the Griffith service station and got rear-ended, though I didn't mind so much because he was gentle. Thanks, guys. Nate says, they did an okay job, but they hired Carrot Top to entertain me while they did the work. They could have done much better. Also, one of the workers thought it would be funny to put a cactus in my exhaust pipe. I'm not impressed. Van says, the service is great here. They have a special for first-time customers. You get a free cactus bobblehead and a one-time-use free bukkake showers with a trick-ass hoe. The rim jobs they provide are grade A. Elizabeth says, I went to get my car stereo fixed, but by mistake they ended up installing a gumball machine on my dashboard. But I forgive them because they threw in a cute cactus-shaped air freshener, too. Their cactus-flavored icy was really good. I'm done. Thank God I'm done. People in the chat room, I think it's possibly Hijinx is telling me I should call the service station. And, you know, I might normally save that for Final Boss, but you guys are all big jerks. And on the last one we did, you guys were calling them all through the show. So I'm just going to call him right now. He's probably been called already.
Griffith Service Station, may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from Facebook. And we've noticed some anomalies on your Facebook page, on the Griffith Service Station page. And I was just wondering if you knew anything about that.
Well, I am aware of it, and I would like for it to... The bad information that's obviously bogus from some hacker, I'd like for it to be removed, please.
Oh, okay, we can do that.
And you're with Facebook?
Yeah, we thought you guys were trying to spam or something. We're not sure what's going on. We just see all these comments coming to your page, and they look very strange.
Right.
And
Those comments that have occurred within the hour are or wrong.
Okay, because here on Facebook, we don't allow businesses that have, you know, glory hole services and stuff like that. It's kind of gross.
I'm not. Are you with Facebook, or are you just bullshitting me here?
Oh no, I'm not. No, sir. I'm actually with Facebook.
What's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
And Roy, what's your phone number?
It would be, you can call toll-free 1-800-FACEBOOK.
Yeah. And, all right, Roy. Well, look, if you're with Facebook, I wish y'all would correct it, because it's not coming from us. It's coming from somebody else.
Okay. Well, hey, you can stop being so demanding. You know, we're doing our best.
Oh, okay.
How would you like
right,
to just have us shut it down permanently, forever? That was the same guy who was on XYZ's show. He had some guy show up at the gas station and try and get cigarettes, free cigarettes from him. And that guy that I just talked to, he was very short-tempered. and it seemed like, I don't know, I remember XYZ wanted to abort and get that guy out of the store because he thought he was going to get attacked by that clerk. Because he sounded so angry. I've definitely got to play that clip on the Snowplow show when I put this together for the podcast. It was funny stuff. Okay, let's see. I think I'm going to take a break. I think it's break time. And, shit. I didn't even want to do a show this long. What am I doing? Okay, I'm going to take a small break, and then I'm going to do maybe 30 minutes tops when I come back. So I will see you all in a few minutes. You guys, I think that means we're supposed to play voicemails now, because Live Show Brad took a break.
Hey, so Brad, it's Wisconsin Guy
here.
Hey,
Wisconsin Guy.
Just want to say I love the show, and I think you should make prank call to the Pulse nightclub. Hee-hee. See ya.
Okay, all right. I'll make a call to some nightclub I've never heard of. It sounds like a great idea. Nightclubs are great for prank calling because, you know, you call into them, and it's always so quiet there, they can hear everything you're saying to them on the phone. Prank calls to nightclubs always work out, so you guys just wait. On the next show, I'm going to do an entire show of nightclub prank calls, because they'll totally be able to hear me over all of the people and music there when I call them. By the way, do you guys recognize this music? This is from a call from earlier today in the show. The guy put me on hold, and there was this weird, creepy, carny music playing or something. I don't know what this is. All I know is that it creeps me the hell out, so I turned it into a loop. And I'm gonna use it all the time now.
Yeah, this message is for Roger Bell. Mm-hmm. This is Eric Nettles calling. Just calling to let you know, I found a lead pipe that had a weed in it.
Oh,
and it was sitting under my back seat. I believe it may belong to
pipe.
You.
How'd you know?
Call me back down. Don't freak out on me. You can pick it up.
I'm going to pick it up.
From you or nothing.
Thing's worth $100. It's sentimental value.
Then call back.
You better believe I'm going to be calling that guy back.
Oh, Brad. I want to play a game. By the time this voicemail ends, you realize this is either Batman or Jigsaw. But that's up for you to decide.
Which one could it be?
And when you do find out, there will be a 6-word keyword in this voicemail that you have to put together in order to save the lives. Other prank call nation people. Good luck.
Prank call nation P? What? That doesn't make sense. Man, my voicemails are really giving me a lot of work to do. First I gotta call back this weed pipe guy. Now I gotta decode some wacky message by Batman or Jigsaw.
Oh, I have a homework assignment for you.
Oh great, another assignment
got
for
this
me.
I idea from a call you took a couple of shows back.
Just what I need.
I think you need to, have a cactus contest.
Okay.
For all your loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Have them call and leave cactus on your voicemail.
No.
You take one cactus per number.
This is awful.
Start it into the new show. Keep the same beat. The other same, you know, Roy the retarded boy, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But have your listeners do the cactuses.
But they already do
it's
the cactuses.
Great idea. It needs to happen. Let's make it happen. And most importantly, talk, delete this voicemail. Don't delete it.
I won't.
Don't you dare delete it.
I promise.
Texas Cactus.
Those are already listeners in the intro, though. I had them send me cactuses years ago. And whenever someone calls and just leaves a bunch of cactuses on the voicemail, which happens pretty much every single time I do a show, I have to delete a few of those. Because I'm not going to play them. They're just someone saying cactus. Why would I play that? I mean, unless I were doing a cactus contest for the intro.
Hey, Brad. My name is, I'm a frequent listener of your show. I work for a company that handles a lot of radios involved with shacks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say I got a call from my corporate office the other day, and I thought it was you, so I repeatedly said cactus, and I'm currently generating a resume, so thank you for that.
Anytime. Glad to help you escape the evil clutches of Radio Shack. You don't need them, right?
Mr. Chili Pepper.
Hello.
This is Thought Freak here. I just wanted to say you should start the Church of the Flying Cacti and or Flying Gerbil.
Okay.
That is all.
Let me add that to my list of things I have to do now that I've listened to the voicemails. Oh, by the way, that last guy, I hope that Radio Shack, they did a closing prayer with you when they fired you. Because if they didn't do the closing prayer, then I don't think the firing is legit. It's like a loophole. I'm pretty sure you can just go back to work. So make sure you got your closing prayer.
Hey, Brad. It's Rusty Shackelford.
Hey, Rusty.
So you've been getting into doing live shows with your webcam on. So we can see your pretty face.
I guess.
And as you and all your fans already know,
mm-hmm.
there's websites out there where girls and guys, if that's your preference.
No, I'm not going to start using a sexy webcam service thingy for cam whores. Is that what you're getting ready to suggest?
They get naked on the
webcam.
Yeah,
you are.
And do whatever wacky sexual stuff the paying audience wants.
Yep.
Well, I got a great money-making idea.
I wonder what it could be.
You can do the first ever prank call / sex webcam show in history.
That's
You'll
true.
You'll be a legend if you get your buddy, Mistress
Pioneer
Morgan, to do the show with you. I think you can both make a ton of money making prank calls.
I'd feel bad, though, because I'd probably make more money than her,
naked,
you know?
And taking sex requests from the audience. So, the first ever prank call / sex webcam show in history. You can make a lot of money with this, Brad.
I'm going to do
what
it.
What are your thoughts?
You've got me convinced. It's got to happen now. And I can leave the sound effects on, right? So it makes the cash register sound every time someone sends me a little bit of money. You know, like you always hear on those, I mean, not that I know that they make those sounds when cam whores are... never mind, let's just go on to the next voicemail.
Hey, Brad, I was wondering if you could pay my bail. This is North Carolina boy, Richard Sidner. I'm in jail right now. Oh, wait,
okay.
One sec. What was that? Somebody just told me to pay my bail. Wait a minute.
What?
Anyways,
stop mumbling, Jesus.
I was wondering, so I had an idea for something to say. What we could do is we could say, you could call people and say, like, act like their husband or significant other is on, like a gay hookup website.
What? Wait, what? What was the idea?
You could call people and say, like, act like their husband or significant other is on. Like a gay hookup website.
Oh, act like my significant other is on a gay website. I get it now. Okay, that's what the next show is going to be. The entire show is going to be me convincing people that my significant other is on a gay website. It's going to be epic.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I have a question.
Okay.
So when Mildred Monday tells you that, like, you're going to come over to your house and... reshingle her roof.
Mm-hmm.
And she says something like, oh, you know you won't. You'll get a shotgun in the Hyundai.
In the hind end. Or in the hiney or something.
Did she just say...
No. She said in the hind end. And that's why we loved Mildred. She's the kind of old lady that had a shotgun in her house and knew how to use it.
Oh, hi.
Hello? Hello?
I'm eating pizza right now.
Okay.
Love the show. It's a Wisconsin guy, by the way.
And that message just cut off. Probably dripped some pizza grease into the phone. It seeped in and fried the circuit board.
Hey, Brad, it's UK Ted again.
Hey.
You said in your last episode that you wanted to double your listenership. Well, I've decided there's a great way you can do that. Get your mum to listen. Fuck you.
Hey. That was completely uncalled for, UK Ted. And I'll have you know that my mother, she is only a third of the size of the current audience. So it wouldn't double my listenership. It would only increase it by a third. So you're an idiot, and you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, that's enough of this voicemail bullshit. I'm quitting, and we're gonna go back to the live show. Fucking UK Ted. Hello? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Christy at Gray Eagle. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm a tenant here at Gray Eagle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just having kind of a... I was just wondering if the maintenance, if they might have some nails.
Sure. What do you need?
I think 6-inch long nails should be long enough.
What's that for?
I'm nailing aluminum foil to all of the walls. I'm doing like 3 layers of aluminum foil.
For what?
I'm blocking the neighbor's microwave beams. They keep beaming microwaves over to my apartment. So if you put aluminum foil around the walls, it kind of deflects everything. Basically, it bounces back and affects them.
What apartment are you in?
I am in 111.
I don't understand.
Well, I was just wondering if maintenance might have some extra nails.
Are you calling the right place?
Yeah, on Spartanburg Road.
Yeah, but you don't live in 111.
Why do you say that?
Because I know who lives in 111.
Well, I stay on their couch. I'm just the roommate.
No.
Yeah?
I know who lives in 111, and there's nobody living with 111.
Well, I think maybe they're just, they always tell me, whenever the apartment managers come around, they always tell me to go, like, in the back hallway and just wait until you leave.
No, I really think you're calling the wrong place.
No, 45?
Because the lady, there's a lady who lives there.
Right, yeah, and she always makes me hide whenever you come around, and
no.
So maybe that's what you're thinking of. I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to... Who am I speaking to?
My name is Roy. No, it's not even a big deal. It doesn't matter where I live.
Like, it does matter because I'm not going to... If the leaseholder's not calling me, I'm not going to just go in their apartment.
Yeah, I just need to borrow some nails, though. Just nails, that's all.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that for you if you're going to be putting aluminum foil around the apartment.
Well, I've already done half of the apartment.
And I want to be calling this resident because if somebody's living in her apartment, then she needs to add you to the lease.
No, she can't do that because you guys would have to run my record and everything, and I have a record.
Well, then you definitely don't need to be here.
Okay, well, I mean, I just have a warrant is all, and I can't...
Okay, this is a joke because...
No, it's not a joke. It's...
If you think having a warrant's a joke. I think you're calling the wrong office because I know who lives in 111, and I know she doesn't let anybody live in her apartment because I was just there.
Right, yeah, because that's why she told me that she like shut her door and said,
what's her name?
She said, don't come out.
What's her name?
I don't have to tell you. Why do you want to know? Are you an identity thief?
No, I am the property manager, and you called me.
Okay, well, I just think it's weird you're trying to get her personal information.
Okay, then what is your name? If you live here...
I've already told you, my name's Roy.
Roy who?
No. Jurbel.
Roy, no?
No, I think you're calling the wrong office. No, who?
Okay. I'm in this conversation. I don't know you. If you don't live here and if you're not on the lease, I can't help you, sir. I'm sorry.
You can't just give me a few nails because that's all I need is a few nails. God. What the hell? Grouchy old lady. Jeez. I like how she tried to be a smartass. Being like, Roy, no. Roy, no. What did she say? So she said something like that. She repeated no to me.
Thank you for choosing Legacy Crescent Park. This is Brian. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Hi.
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if maintenance might have some extra nails. I just need a bunch of nails for the inside walls.
Do they have nails? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have like a, does maintenance have like an extra box or two of nails? Because I need to nail a bunch of stuff
they
to the walls.
They do not. I'm sorry. Huh. They don't really have a need for finishing nails, so they don't have any. I apologize.
Oh, not finishing nails.
I'm sorry. Any like hanging, for hanging a picture, right?
Oh, no, I'm not hanging pictures. I'm hanging aluminum foil. I'm covering the interior walls with aluminum foil and the ceiling.
No. We don't have nails for you to do that.
What
sir.
Do you mean, no? It's my right. It's my apartment. I can do what I want to it.
You can. You're going to have to go buy your own nails for that.
Okay. Well, I did, but I didn't buy enough. So I was just asking. I thought you guys might be nice and, you know, let me borrow some.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't have any. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I have to go to the store then.
Right.
Shit.
Okay. Shit. Thank you.
Shit. I don't even have enough gas to get to the store and back. This sucks.
If I, you know, I might have some extra aluminum foil if you run out, though.
Oh, no.
But
I've got
I don't
plenty,
have the nails to do it.
I've got plenty of aluminum foil. It's just okay. I ran out of nails, you know? You know how that goes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, by Lowe's really close, and Lowe's is really close, and you can walk there probably.
I'm not going to walk. Yeah. Fuck that shit. It's 2016. Right. Who walks? Who walks anywhere?
Right.
Come on.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
We're not living in the fucking 70s. I'm going to take a car, but I'm out of gas.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Do you have $5 I could borrow?
I don't. I don't carry cash.
Oh, yeah. It's 2016. I forgot. Okay.
Right.
Do you use PayPal? Guess that's a no. So that was Buster. No, that's not Buster Casey's idea. Whose idea is that? That's Elkie's idea. The nailing aluminum foil to the walls to block the neighbors. I want to do that one more time. No one's gotten pissed about the aluminum foil yet.
Thank you for calling the Preserve at Westview. This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a question.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you guys might have any extra nails that I could borrow. Like maybe maintenance has some extra nails.
Extra.
You know, nails. I'm gonna nail. I need a couple hundred nails for the inside wall.
I'm not too sure. Give me one second, okay?
Okay, just a couple hundred is all.
What apartment?
416.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me ask Christina about that, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, unfortunately, we can't give out any supplies.
Okay, all right.
Like that.
I'll just go to the store.
I'm sorry.
Though. It's okay. Do you know another way to like get aluminum foil to stick to walls besides nails?
I don't
know if glue would stick to aluminum.
I don't. What is it for?
Well, I'm just covering all of the interior walls and ceilings with 5 layers of aluminum foil.
Okay.
It's because the neighbors, they keep beaming microwaves into our apartment. I'm very sensitive to that.
Okay. I don't know how you would go about doing that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
We
might just pull the drywall down and nail the foil directly to the studs.
I don't think personally. Give me one second. I'm going to let you speak with Christina, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Juan. This is Christina.
Oh, hey there. This is Juan.
Hey, how can I help you?
Well, I'm just... I was just trying to find out if you guys might have any nails there. I just need a couple hundred nails to nail some stuff to the wall.
No, What are you needing to nail to the wall?
Aluminum foil. I'm going to do 5 layers of aluminum foil.
For what?
To keep the neighbors. They keep I don't know if they're just messing with me or what, but they keep beaming microwaves over into our apartment. I want to deflect the microwave beams.
Is this a joke?
No.
Okay. What apartment are you calling from?
416.
You don't sound like Juan from 416.
I don't know what makes you say that, but this is Juan from 416.
Okay. Anything can be hung in the apartments at all. Any excessive holes in the walls would just have to be patched before you move out in the end of August at the end of your lease.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking we'd take down the drywall and just put the aluminum foil underneath where the drywall goes. And that way it'll just be there for the next tenant.
No, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even be able to tell. Like, we'll take the drywall out, and then we'll put aluminum foil, like 5 layers of aluminum foil on the studs, directly on the studs. And then we'll just put the drywall back.
You're not going to be able to take down any of our drywall. That would definitely be a breach of the lease agreement. So you can hang anything on the exterior of the drywall, and that would be totally fine, and then you can patch the holes when you move out. But
that's going to be a lot of patching.
Removing drywall is definitely not going to work.
Okay. That's going to be a lot of patching, you know?
Right. Well, that'll be your decision.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We might just have to lose our deposit, because we definitely have to put up all this aluminum foil to keep out the microwave beams.
Well, I know that this isn't one because you don't have a deposit, so.
Well, whatever. You know, like, you probably charge me for it, right? Like, send me a bill.
Okay, have a good day.
You think I'm not one because I don't understand how leases work? Heisenberg. That's crazy. Why would I be hanging animals on the exterior? I could just say it's for religious purposes, right? Or was there some reason for that, Heisenberg? Oh, to keep the evil spirits away. All right.
Good afternoon from the bus. This is Bonnie. How may I help you?
Hey, Bonnie. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Yes. And hey, Roy. You in F, E?
Yeah, that's the one.
E, I'm looking at the building. which one?
Oh, which one do you have? I don't know. I get my mail to P.O. Box.
I'm okay.
Two, whatever.
Okay, let me pull you up. I'm trying to picture. I'm not doing good. It's been a long day.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, Roy, you are in. E13.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's
okay.
That's the ticket.
Okay. What you need?
I was just wondering, what was I going to ask? I can't even remember now. Yeah, I'm going to be putting nails on the outside of the building around where my apartment is. Is that okay?
You going to be putting what now?
A bunch of nails.
Nails?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How?
Big nails. Like, they're going to stick out about, 4 inches, all along the exterior of my house, like up near the top, above the windows.
What is this for? Are you gonna be hanging something?
Yeah, I'm gonna be hanging dead animals, actually.
Are you playing with me, Roy?
No.
No, what are you gonna be hanging?
It's. I'm sorry to ask this. It's for religious purposes, though. We're gonna be hanging dead animals on the exterior, and we're gonna be putting lamb's blood on the door.
I don't know if you can do that.
No, it's sanitary. It's synthetic lamb's blood.
Okay. What will be your question to me?
I just wanted to make sure the nails are okay for us to put up along the exterior to hang the animals by.
Yeah, and this is inside your apartment.
Oh, no, on the outside, because it'll keep out the evil spirits on the outside. If we put it on the inside, it would, you know, they could just get in still.
Yeah, I don't know. If we get an inspection from corporate and they see rough nails or just nails sticking out, it's just according to how it's going to look. If they say something, then we'll have to say something to you.
Well, could we just hang up plastic hangers then, like plastic, and then we'll hang the dead animals from them? Because the dead animals are going to be there all the time, so I'm thinking they probably wouldn't notice the nails. They'd be more focused on the animals.
I don't think they will go for that.
Yeah, but my rabbi says it's okay. And it's for religious purposes.
I can check with corporate. What kind of animals are we talking about?
General roadkill stuff, like possum and raccoons and stuff like that.
I really don't think they're going to go for that.
Yeah, well, it's for religious purposes, though. What problem would they have? Is it just that they're dead?
Yeah, and pretty much maybe possibly that it may offend other residents.
Because the religious scroll here that I'm reading, it says that I could also put up live. I mean, it actually prefers live animals.
But we have to refer to your lease, too.
Yeah, but they'd be nailed up there. They'd be dying, basically.
I don't think they're going to go for that.
But it's for religious purposes.
I'm just being honest. I see... see it coming from your point of view.
Yeah, religion.
But, yeah.
Like, really, you're kind of telling me that you think my God's stupid.
No, I'm not. I'm just not sure how corporate's going to go with that. Now, I can check with my regional, and she can check with corporate.
Yeah, I could put googly eyes on the animals, you know, so they look alive.
You want me to check with my regional and just see what they may say with that? I've never had this approach to me.
Just put them on three-way, you know? Or tell me the number. I'll put them on three-way.
I've got a 1-800 number you can actually call.
Okay. Is it going to, like, do they make us hold forever?
Does it what now?
Does it make us hold for a long time?
I don't know. It's quite a few people in corporate, so I'm not sure if they've got one person that answers that particular line or what, because it's corporate's located in Gastonia, North Carolina. But all I can do is give you that number.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Okay. You got something to write with?
I'm typing, because it's...
Oh, okay. So that will work. All right. That will be 1-704.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, toll free.
Eight, six.
Do we have to do an extension or something?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put them on. Here it goes.
Good afternoon, Southwood Realty.
Hi, this is Bonnie from the Bus Apartments. I have a resident that actually had a few questions, and I wasn't quite sure on how to answer those.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually on the line. He did a three-way call with me.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Roy. And I have
the only thing that I can do is put him through to customer service.
Okay.
And then they'll forward the message to the regional manager, but that's really the only way that he can get questions to somebody other than the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
I think
let me
you
put you through. Hang on
ma'am,
one second.
Ma'am,
okay,
I think you...
thank you.
Thank you for calling Southwood Realty's customer service line for residents only. If this is a maintenance emergency, please hang up.
She hung up. I wanted her to talk to somebody. I think we were just going to get a machine, though, she said. Damn it. Oh, well. I love how she gave me my apartment number when I first called her. That was great. Ah, shit, you guys. It's 1 o'clock, so I think this is going to be my last call. Thanks for the idea, Heisenberg, with the dead animals.
Thank you for calling Oakview. This is Emily. How can I help?
Hey, Emily. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a question.
Okay.
I'm going to be putting up a bunch of nails all over the exterior of my apartment, you know, on the outside. And I just want to make sure that's okay.
I don't know that you've got the right Oakview.
Why
is
that?
Are you looking for Oak View that's in Spartanburg, South Carolina?
Yeah, yeah, on Howard Street.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy.
And Roy, who do you? What's your apartment number?
121.
I would need to speak to the leaseholder.
Oh, he's going to be sleeping for about the next 16 hours. He's just coming down from a major drug thing.
It's not a male. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know about you, but, you know, gender isn't what it used to be, you know. I don't know if you keep up on the news and everything. But you don't need to judge him by his gender identity.
Okay. I apologize, but I need to speak to the leaseholder.
Well, can you just tell me? It's just a general question. Can we put nails on the outside of our apartment?
Not supposed to, no.
Because we're going to be hanging dead animals from them. They're going to be up there 24/7. It's for religious...
I need to speak to the leaseholder.
It's for religious purposes, you know?
I need to speak... I need to speak to the leaseholder.
Okay, well, I don't think we even have to ask permission because this is a religious thing. So I think we can just do it. It's covered under the Religious Freedom Act of 2006.
Okay.
So we don't even need your permission. So I'm going to hang up.
Hello?
I'm going to hang up extra nails just to spite you.
Okay.
We're going to hang up extra dead animals. And I'm going to put extra goat's blood on the front door.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Okay. I know it will be because it's covered under the Religious Freedom of Religion Act thing.
That'll be perfectly fine.
2010. Then. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We'll have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye. Guess what, everyone? I'm quitting. Oh, but I should take a look at the Facebook page one more time. And let's see. Where's the reviews? I lost the reviews. Where did it? Did they take the reviews down? I don't. Likes. Visitor posts. I don't see reviews anymore, you guys. The reviews seem to be missing. Yep, no more reviews. I guess we're done with this place. So, you know, please leave, from this point forward, maybe leave Griffith Service Station alone. It was fun. But now they don't have reviews. Neener, neener. So I'm leaving now. Bye, everyone. I'm gonna play a song or something, and then I'm leaving. So, bye. Thanks for listening.
We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough. To have a cat with a keyboard, play these failures out. You cover with the slightest ease, with those Rory puns upon the keys. Play them off one more time, kids. More C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat. A kitty, kitty, meow, meow. Don't get shitty with me, kitty. I just wanna know how. You keep your flow so down, and you keep the crowd so loud. And you keep your fur so soft and fluffy, even when you're pouncing. You barely weigh an ounce, but when I see you bouncing, you can play a tune on the keyboard that makes the sounds of a heaven-sick kitten with no musical bounce. Sort of cats with a face so round. You're wearing a shirt, but I know humans didn't dress you. You're a smart piece of work. Long Cat must have blessed you. I confess, you're so cute. I wanna take you home. Let you loose on my grand piano. Kitty, take the throne. You're the king of the house now. Roar out your loud meow. Other feline musicians get on the floor and bow down. Did you just fall down and trip on the floor, man? It's time to face the music. Bring it home, keyboard cat. We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough to have the cat with the keyboard play these failures out. You cover with the slightest ease, with those furry buns upon the keys. Play them up one more time, key to the chord, C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat. It's a yarn when you can play the piano. You were once an outcast, a feline Jesse Spano. Underappreciated and slightly underfed. No one ever gave you a single shred of bread. But then justice was served, your skill was unearthed. An internet phenom was just given birth. Your paws hit the keys and you played. You took out every other internet meme like a disease. Your tune's infectious and we're crying out, please. Please, kitty, kitty, continually hit the keys. You put my mind at rest and my soul at ease. Even if I'm allergic, you won't make me sneeze. Turn the page, you got a note to hit.
stop what you did. I see you lick your lips like you're ready for more. There's silence in the crowd, the stage is all yours. We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough to have a cap with a keyboard play these failures out. You come through with the slightest ease, with those worry buzz upon the keys. Play them off one more time, key to the board, C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat. We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough to have a cap with the keyboard play these failures out. You come through with the slightest ease, with those worry buzz upon the keys. Play them off one more time, key to the board, C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat.
If you're not on the lease, yes, sir. Yeah, certainly.